And then she told me that her granddaughter... John, are you listening to me?
Of course I am, Mom.
Well, then why are you on your phone, ignoring your poor mother who only loves you and wants to spend time with you?
I was doing some banking on the Wells Fargo mobile app and I got carried away. Pay your bills? Done. Check your balances? Done. Deposit checks? Done. Even send and receive money? Are you updating your status right now?
With the Wells Fargo mobile app, it's easy to get banking done. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getbankingdone. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hopkins Kavanaugh is with us at 7:34, 26 before the top of the hour. Lori appears on 94.9 FM, our sister station out there in the beautiful beautiful shoreline, southeastern Connecticut. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm in right now in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, beautiful Newark. How about that? There you go.
Well, we went downtown. We had dinner last night in the Portuguese section of the city, which is a huge ethnic neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Had some great Portuguese food. Met some beautiful, warm, nice people.
Yeah.
I wanted to call you regarding the new globalization efforts of getting rid of our national identity. And diversity is so important, I really appreciate it. I love diversity. But what's happening right now in the state of Connecticut is to get rid of the word American and replace it with the word global.
Well, don't you know American
I don't believe that at all.
Don't you know American is jingoistic? You can't do that, though.
Please.
The schools want you to be all of the world, Lori. You've got to be of the world.
You really do.
So Norwich has adopted the name now. Norwich used to be the Rose City because Mohegan Park has a beautiful rose garden.
Yes, out there,
And it's a beautiful city, and it's very diverse city, incredibly diverse.
What do they call it now?
Now they've named it a global city. It's a global city now.
It's global. We can't.
And they have global schools for global citizens.
Yeah,
and that's what they call the schools, global schools?
Yeah.
Global citizenship schools.
There you go, Brad. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I've got to be speaking down there.
There you go.
In a few weeks.
There you go.
It's going to be interesting.
Global
citizenship. I'm glad you told me that.
Well,
I'll have a good speech for him.
Well,
I say global is a four-letter word.
Well, you know what global is? It's a money grab. It's a tax grab. It's if we care about America, that means it's bad. It's jingoistic. You can't be a nationalist, Lori. What's the matter with you?
Well, New Haven, I in this research that I do into the education system, it's all written into our energy and environmental protection policy. It's all throughout the entire state of Connecticut, our carbon tax. This all comes out of the EU and out of the UN, and it's a textbook replication of what they're doing. And one of the horrifying things I found out was I went to the EU website and started researching digitization. This is just so fascinating, but it's really scary.
What's that?
They want to digitize all of us, and we won't need credit cards anymore or licenses or anything because we'll have little chips planted in our hands.
Yep.
And they're doing this right now in India, and they're doing it in Europe. They're putting together sustainable communities where everything is digitized.
People, machinery,
and everything.
You believe that America is going to be this way then?
ACA, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, when they first, I was running for U.S. Congress when they first came out with ACA, and I read quite a few of the 20,000 pages. And they had, this is digitization is being done to make things easier. And they're actually in Europe right now, in Sweden, they're having parties where kids get together and implant themselves with these chips. I do believe it's coming to America.
Anybody who would implant one of the, and I did see where this is happening in Europe, anybody who would implant one of those chips is out of their minds. Is out of their minds. It's crazy.
They're crazy.
They're nuts. They're nuts. Come on, Lori.
Guys.
they're nuts. They're out of their mind. Hey, Lori, on another note, were you able to watch the president's speech last night?
No, we were traveling, unfortunately. unfortunately, we
you missed
I'm bringing
a good
my
one.
Son down to Virginia for the Regent University he's attending.
Oh, good.
And so how was it? Good?
Oh, it was excellent. It was good. Listen, Lori, it was short. It was on key. It was 8-9 minutes.
9 minutes is all it was.
He laid it out, and the Democratic response now, the big buzzword, Lori, if you're driving around listening to radio today, the big buzz you're going to hear is manufactured crisis. That's the Chuck and Nancy. That's the remember Password? Remember growing up watching Password? That's when the announcer would come on and say, the passwords are manufactured crisis. That's the big buzz. You know, all the post analysis last night, well, the president mentioned some of these murders by gang members, but that's not really the full story. That's what we got last night.
I mean,
night.
It was
well,
the other
to get
side.
Rid of national identity and the country, and they're all on board, including Republicans, and that's a problem. And Trump is. What he's up against is a lot bigger than we could ever imagine, and what we get is about 5% of the information. Mm-hmm. So, these are dark days for our country if we don't, keep our national identity. In New Haven, they're having a couple of meetings to talk about white nationalism.
I know,
and Trump. It's all Trump.
I read that.
My hometown. My hometown. My beloved hometown. I grew up riding my bike through the streets of New Haven.
Well, they don't have. They don't. You know, the other thing too, Laurie. You probably already know this. There really is not a two-party system in New Haven.
No,
you know
never. That. Not in New Haven, Hartford, Bridgeport, nowhere.
No, but New Haven is the one that really sticks out.
Well, a lot of these policies are being pushed. I think our war, we're at war right now. It's not about being a Democrat or a Republican. We're at war against globalism. Mm-hmm. And we have the global elite versus nationals. You see it in France. It's now bad. It's not just bad to be an American. It's bad to be a Franc, an Italian, a Brit.
Yeah.
It's all bad. So it's coming here. People haven't woken up to it yet. And it's with these global citizenship schools, these kids are being indoctrinated. They're not being taught in education.
All right, Lori, we were up against it here time-wise. We have to run. Listen, safe travels. Enjoy North Jersey and your trip down to a region, okay?
God bless you.
I look forward to having you next week.
Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Don't let us down.
7:40, 7:41, 19 before 8.